Good afternoon, I'm Roger Watterson, and this is Sunday Opinion. There's a scattered but growing global movement to expand the child and youth suffrage in modern democracies. Several countries now permit votes at 16 in national elections. The Isle of Man was the first. Approximately 30 nations have separate children's parliaments in which minors from 6 years old to 17 elect representatives, propose policy changes, and in some cases control parts of budgets. The Isle of Man has another first with its junior Tynwald. The main argument for lowering the voting age is that persons under 18 constitute a third of humanity, yet lack representation in matters that deeply affect their lives. It was feared by the opponents of reducing the voting age that the lack of political interest and knowledge in the young would lead to a low turnout, as well as an ill-qualified vote choice. Yet research shows that 16 and 17-year-olds can be equally knowledgeable and competent to vote as young adults. But do they turn out and vote? And if not, why not? Is there an issue of voter apathy amongst the younger generation in the Isle of Man? Michelle Jameson, herself 18 years of age, has been researching the subject of young voters in the Isle of Man and what influences them. Michelle is with us, and we shall talk to her and other studio guests after we've heard her report, in which she brings together the results of her investigations featuring both young voters and experienced Manx politicians. And she examines what motivates young people to take an interest in politics, Manx politics indeed, and explores the issue of voter apathy amongst this younger generation.
The Isle of Man has a unique political system, and in 2006, when the bill was passed to allow 16 and 17-year-olds the vote, it continued to be a pioneering government body. But do 16 and 17-year-olds use their vote to their advantage? Is it a good thing that we can vote from 16?
I think it's good. I think a broader range of opinions. I think 16 and 17-year-olds have different viewpoints than 18-year-olds. Obviously, we finished school now, they're still in school, so education issues might matter more to 16 and 17-year-olds. I think it's good that they've got the vote.
I think 16 is probably maybe a little too young to vote. 17 is getting there a bit because they start to mature a little bit more, but being a 16-year-old, again, I don't think it's their biggest interest to vote, so if it comes to ticking a box, they just tick anyone and they're not bothered about. 16-year-olds don't want to read pages and pages of a manifesto or listen to the radio of them talking about it, so they'll have no idea, really.
I think it's good that we can vote at 16. I also don't know if at 16 I would have made the decision to vote for someone who I thought was there. And I at this stage now, I'm 18. I still don't know who to vote for.
Yeah, I think it's positive because I think if you're trusted to be able to drive on the roads, then you should really be able to put forward your opinion in politics, because your opinion is definitely valid no matter what age you are. If not, it should be respected.
I spoke to President of Tynwald, Steve Roden. Mr. Roden proposed the amendment of the bill in 2006, which subsequently allowed around 2,000 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in elections.
I found an opportunity to actually test the political waters of what would members' attitude be if it was put to them that the voting age should be reduced from 18 to 16. Now, my expectation was not one of hope or success, but it was really to see what did members feel about this particular principle. If you were old enough to leave school, to marry, have a job, pay tax and join the armed services, then surely you were old enough to vote and have a say. I'd spoken to young people who felt both ways about it. Some thought it was a very good idea. Some felt that really it was not something they were interested in or should be involved in. But it did happen, and we became certainly the first place in the British Isles and in Europe that gave 16 and 17-year-olds the vote.
It really set the Isle of Man as sort of a pioneering nation where other countries have now began to follow the
steps. Yes, indeed. Jersey have done the same. They followed a couple of years later, and the Votes at 16 coalition in the United Kingdom called it, quote, an immensely positive step toward re-engaging young people with politics, and the UK should follow the Isle of Man's example.
Given this revolutionary sort of move that the Isle of Man went to, should 16 to 18 year olds feel more pride in the fact that they can vote?
I think so. I don't think we should delude ourselves that all 16 and 17 year olds are interested in politics or interested to vote. And there were arguments made during these debates that if we engage young people in politics, give them the right to vote, that will not happen automatically. There's a big, big problem of disconnect between politicians and candidates and voters. There's a big problem to be solved, particularly with young people, the 16 to 25 year old age group anyway. But really, if you can get one or two young people interested, you can turn them on at 16, 17, you can turn them on to a lifelong interest in politics, and that's the great opportunity.
However, despite the reforms in 2006, which were hoped would encourage more younger voters, by the 2011 general election, still only 54% of young people on the island had cast their vote. Is there voter apathy amongst the young on the island? Do 16 to 23-year-olds in general carry the opinion that their voice won't be heard or make a difference if they did vote? Or perhaps it's a wider issue of young people not having an incentive or wish to engage in politics as a whole. Bite the Ballot is a new campaign that was launched in the UK this year to empower, inspire and ensure young people vote. Much of what they did consisted of going out into the community and speaking to young eligible voters. So that's what I did. I spoke to a number of young people on the island about where their interest lies, although many shied away from radio fame. Some would let me record their views.
Will you be voting in the next general election?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't know enough about it to vote.
You don't think that you should be voting, or you'd like to, and you're just not being given the information?
Everything that happens on the Isle of Man affects my student life in the UK, but I don't know anything about it. I don't think that I've ever been educated about politics on the Isle of Man or why it's really that important. I understand that politics is important, it affects everybody. Considering you're able to vote at 16, it's not ever been made clear to me why I should vote or who I should vote for.
Do you think that should be encouraged more? It's not enough on the Isle of Man through education?
Not at all. At 16, nobody says to you, you get told, okay, you can vote, and that's it. You don't get told who you can vote for, why you can vote, what you can vote for. It's not clear. And at 16, if it's not clear, you don't.
Would you agree that with the statement that politics is everywhere?
Yes, but I don't understand it.
Do you think voting is something you'll do in the future?
Yes, but like, I will. I don't think I understand enough, and so I haven't voted. I won't vote unless I understand what I'm voting for.
Will you be voting in the general election in September?
Yes, I will be voting.
How has your knowledge of Manx politics developed over the years?
I suppose it's just as you get older, you start to read the local newspaper and you start to listen to Manx radio and all the politicians are on and all the MHKs who are standing again and all the candidates who are standing. You start to hear things and learn things. So I think my knowledge of Manx politics has definitely developed over the years.
You read the Manx newspaper, mm-hmm. You listen to Manx radio, which is, as much as I'd love to big up Manx radio, it doesn't tend to be a younger listening station. Mm. Would you say generally voting is accessible for young people?
To be honest, I don't really know, because obviously it's my first time voting, so I'll have to see myself. From what I've heard, it should be okay.
In terms of learning about, you know, who to vote for and whatnot, do you think generally younger people are able to engage in the voting?
I think so. I think obviously, as you say, Manx Radio has all the candidates on to do their 4 minutes interview. They post their flyers around. They knock on the doors and come into your houses. Obviously, it's more for the parents and the older people, but it is there for the 18-year-olds.
Do you think 18-year-olds have to try, well, 16 to 18-year-olds have to try slightly harder?
I think it's up to the candidates to try and engage the youth, because after all, it's these people who are going to be representing us, and we want the best people to do that.
Will you be voting in the general election in September?
I'd have thought so, yeah.
Is Manx politics something that you're interested in? Do you follow it?
No, not at all. I couldn't tell you the first thing about it, really. So that's why voting's going to be a little bit difficult. Have to get Mum and Dad to help out a little bit there.
Ah, you'll have to get your Mum and Dad. So do you think you'll be more inclined to perhaps vote for who your Mum and Dad are voting for?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's living on a farm, Dad seems to always look at the agricultural side of it, of how they come across agriculture and if they actually do touch upon it, because a few of them haven't actually mentioned it yet.
Is voting something you discuss with your peers, your friends, and does it come up in conversation?
No, never. No, it's never come up in conversation with friends, up to now anyway. And I think, can you vote from 16? So I think that's, since I've been 16 to 18, I've never spoke about it with peers ever.
Just over half the percentage of young people voted in the 2011 election.
I'd say that's a fair amount, to be fair. Considering, I don't think young people are just not really interested. I mean, you do get the odd few people who do, like, they are really interested in it, but I think that's a fair amount, a percentage too, for people to vote, really.
Will you be voting in the general election?
No.
Why?
I feel like old people are very dominant in politics at the moment, and I don't feel like we are relate enough to it. Like, I feel like modern politics isn't, like, here yet. I feel like it's very dominated by the old style, fashioned kind of, like, way of running things, and we've not quite moved into the 21st century yet.
So do you think if more younger people voted, surely the politics on the island would become more young people associated?
I agree with that. I also think that young people just don't know enough about politics on the island to think we should make a change by voting for this person. I know more politics about more across than I do here, and I just think that to know who to vote for, we need to know more about who wants what and who's available to vote for.
Would you place the blame on yourself for not finding out about it, or would you expect to be told more about Manx politics in order to have an interest?
I expect to be told more, to be honest. I know I follow politics across quite closely, but here I don't there's no information. You get a few leaflets through the door every 4 or 5 years, and that's it. And they're like little things, and just like, vote for me. And these signs everywhere saying, vote for this person. Who is this person? I don't know who this person is. It's just a name on a board.
Are you voting in the general election in September?
Yes.
How did you make that decision?
For me, it felt rather obvious because it was just something, I'm generally interested in politics, and so it seemed obvious to involve myself in decision making.
Has it always been your plan as you've been growing up that you'll always vote when you have the chance to?
Yes, definitely. Both my parents vote, and so I assumed that it would lead on and I would vote.
Do you talk to your friends about voting and the general election, or is it not something that you find they tend to be interested in?
I've tried, but I don't think they're that interested in it, to be honest.
So you're one of a kind, really?
One of a kind, definitely.
Why do you think they're not interested?
I think they feel disassociated with it. They don't really feel motivated to vote, maybe because they don't see that it makes a difference or there's any form of change. Maybe because there aren't any change makers at the minute.
So, mixed views amongst the young. However, a running theme amongst everyone I spoke to was that there is certainly more that can be done in education to give students more of an insight into why and how they can vote and the importance of it. The Island's Future, It's In Your Hands, was the name of the campaign across island secondary schools this year. Headed by Joel Smith, School Improvement Advisor for the Department of Education and Children, I asked how the campaign has been run.
Back in, I would say, March, April time, Cabinet Office came to us at Education, the elections part of their operation, and were looking for us to do something with the 5 Department of Education and Children's secondary schools. I feel quite passionately about young people being involved in the political process, and I wanted to pursue it, and we produced some material which is all around the island, actually, in areas where young people would go. The Island's Future, It's In Your Hands was the message, and I'm hoping that what we've done will energise 16 to 18 year olds in particular, but not just them, the 16 to 24 year old bracket on the island, really, which I think are becoming more engaged in Manx politics. But It's whether we can transfer that energy and engagement into participation come the 22nd of September. I went round and did assemblies in all the schools and King William's College as well, that was targeted at getting young people to actually register to vote in the first instance, because they might not have known how, parents might not have been telling them how to do it, and it was quite a simple process for them to do that. So yeah, all in all, we've done quite a bit, and we're hoping that that will pay dividends in September.
And what's been the general response?
I think initially there was interest into what it was all about. But many didn't even know there was a general election happening. Some, I think, had the idea that issues in Manx politics were of quite a trivial nature. I think sometimes what they read, what comes out in the media, isn't maybe what's relevant to them in their young lives. But actually, there's a lot that gets discussed, and a lot of big decisions are made for young people on the island in government. Things to do with student finance, things to do with regeneration of towns and cities, the laws which surround young people, things like driving, drinking laws, laws around socialising. I wanted to try and get the message across that, you know, the issues in Manx politics are important to young people, and indeed for their lives as they go forward, either on the island or off it.
Do you think in the past the MHKs perhaps have underestimated the power of young people?
I don't know whether they've underestimated the power of young people. I think young people on the Isle of Man are confident, and they're a vibrant section of the community. They're very much involved in all sorts of aspects of local life. I think traditionally you've got people turning out to vote who are of a certain age. So naturally, people seeking to be elected would try and engage those kind of people. Whether they have engaged young people effectively so far, I'm not so sure. I think they're trying. Whenever there's an event in education or a convention or the like I mentioned, a number of current MHKs were there, and they were ready to engage. So they are doing a great deal. And I think that with this almost this growth of almost a fledgling movement for young people in Manx politics or getting involved in it, that will continue.
I spoke to David Cretney and later John Shimmin, two politicians with many years of experience in Manx politics. I asked whether young people and politics go hand in hand.
I think they should do. I think sometimes it seems to me that young people are principally interested in single issues, whether that's about leisure facilities or about apprenticeships or about student loans, all those kind of things. But I'd like to see them being more involved in terms of across the board rather than just single issues. Those people who think the young people, because they're young, don't have ideas or aren't mature enough to make such decisions, I would say the same could apply to people who are 30, 40, 50 or 60 who may not be mature enough or may not think about the issues. I think they're wrong. Young people have got ideas and have got much to contribute.
Do you think young people are naturally disinterested in politics because of the association the media tends to pair with politics and politicians?
Yes, there's no doubt, and not just with young people again, that sometimes there's a perception that all politics about is one group arguing with another, not getting anywhere. It can be very frustrating. It can look pretty juvenile sometimes. And so, yes, it may be that that's something that discourages them, but they've got other things to do, you know, sport, leisure time and stuff. But I think it's for us to do is to say to young people, this is so important. If you're 16 or whatever, you now have an opportunity to influence how the direction of the island going forward. It's going to be for your future.
John Shimmin, Minister for Policy and Reform.
You are a previous teacher as part of the education system on the island. What have you seen from your education career about young people and their interest in politics?
I'm many years out of date. I've been in politics 20 years, but before that I was a head of year at St Ninian's. So I had 200 students that I took from age 13 up to 16, and then obviously knew them beyond. I think in those days there was a significant absence of information about Manx politics. It's marginally better, but we could do more. I think that young people are an amazing asset and talent on our island, and at times they lack a confidence in a grown-up world. I think that's the same with voting. This is something that young people are being allowed to come into an adult world that they maybe don't know that much about, and they should have no fear of this. They're confident enough, capable enough, and have a voice that should be heard.
Many young people who I've spoken to are slightly intimidated by the process and don't necessarily understand how to vote, why to vote. But is that the case for lots of people on the island?
I think the voting turnout shows that many age groups don't understand politics or don't have an interest or a passion for it. I think rather than thinking of it as politics, I think young people should think what's important to them. Is that education? Is it work? Is it families? Is it housing? Anything which is going to affect their lives as they get older. It might be the social life on the Isle of Man, the sporting life. All of those ultimately come down to a level of political involvement. So anything that they've got now and into the future is affected by politics and politicians. Therefore, if nothing else, get on the voters' list, read the manifestos, and find somebody who tends to reflect your viewpoint. And particularly to the young women out there, they need to be considering, well, why shouldn't they join in politics in the future? It'd be great to see a number of young people standing, and particularly the imbalance between male and female representation is unacceptable.
Do you feel that if a young person is sort of reading some of the propaganda that the politicians that are putting themselves up for election are publishing, they don't really know who to vote for, would you then suggest them not to vote at all or still to vote?
I would suggest that they vote, but they have a responsibility. Sometimes people expect to be spoon-fed this information, that somebody should tell them what to do. Sometimes you have to go out and actually look into this yourselves. And young people are amazingly capable of doing this on something that stimulates them. So take responsibility, contact the candidate, and ask them the question. Most times when I was knocking on people's doors, I would seldom see young people or hear what their views were. So I would always want young people to vote. I would also ask them to say, well, if you don't understand at the moment, ignorance is no excuse. Pick up the phone or get in contact with the candidates and put them on the spot and say, what do you mean by this? Or how do you feel about this particular issue? And then you can make your own mind up.
To say that young people aren't interested in politics is not the case. And certainly on the Isle of Man, a growing interest and a secret increase in voter turnout this year shows promise. An individual showing that young people can and will have a voice in politics is Liam Miller, an 18-year-old who in April this year was elected as new Commissioner of Garth. It's been reported that you are the youngest commissioner ever to have gained a place on the Garth Commissioners. Why did you decide to stand?
Well, I've always lived in the Garth Parish. I've always lived in Laxey. And I've always had an interest in the village and Garth as a whole, to be honest, you know. So I thought, why not? I thought, no one else has done it before. Let's see what happens, you know, and go for it. Nothing was holding me back from doing it, so I just decided to go for it and see, you know, if I could have a positive impact on politics within Garth.
So you're 18?
I'm 18,
and
yeah.
Were you still in school when you stood?
I was. I had about a month left at school when I decided to stand for Garth Commissioners. So I had to sort of balance the A-levels with the electioneering and, you know, going out speaking to people. So it was a difficult balance to meet, but we got there.
Have you always had an interest in politics?
Not when I was very young, no. I wasn't really interested in it, but just over the past couple of years, the interest has sort of sprung from nowhere, to be honest, actually. Just grew and grew, and then I decided that I'd stand.
And is it in particular Manx politics or politics worldwide?
No, just Manx politics. I've not really much interest in worldwide politics. Although they have an effect on the island, of course, they don't really interest me as much as local politics and Manx politics do.
As an 18-year-old representing your community, what impact do you think you are able to have?
Overall, people are just pleased to have opinions from a younger generation. Obviously, it's not a criticism of the older generation, but in the past, it has been predominantly older people who have been commissioners, MHKs, etc., etc. So I think a lot of people were just looking for input from the younger generation to sort of see if new ideas could come forward from that, new ways of thinking, new policies. So I think overall, people were just found it refreshing to have someone so young standing.
It might seem like a silly question, but do you think you have far more influence in your surroundings and your community as an actual commissioner than if you were a young person, you know, making suggestions to fellow commissioners?
Obviously, being a commissioner does help a lot. Without the agreement of the full board, it can't be progressed. But obviously, I can then bring ideas forward to that board, and from that it can, you know, it can be discussed and put into place if the whole board agrees. So yeah, I think being a commissioner does help with that. It just depends if the rest of the board agree with you or not. So,
do you think now that you do have this very young stance in Manx politics, that your peers around you are taking a greater interest?
When I was going through the election process, especially at school, it did spark a lot of interest within it. You know, people asking questions, how things are done, you know. So I think from that, the effect outwards has been that especially people closer to me have, you know, sort of been, not inspired, I suppose, but they were in awe of what was going on and wondering, asking questions. So I think it has helped a lot in that sense, yes, yeah.
So how exactly can you cast your vote? I spoke to Kirsty Hemsley, a senior external relations officer, who explained to me all there is to know.
Registering to vote is the very first and most important step in some ways to be able to cast your vote on the election day on the 22nd of September. So it's really important that anybody wishing to vote, and especially young people, have made the effort to ensure that they're on the electoral register. Earlier this year, a form went out to every household on the island, and the head of the household was then asked to complete the form with details of everybody who'd be aged 16 or over on this form, and we use those details onto the electoral register.
So technically, should all people really already be registered?
Ideally, we would like to see everybody who is registered, but we appreciate that there are maybe some circumstances that people haven't got round to completing the paperwork, or may have moved house, etc. So really, we'd say to either make sure that they go and check the lists, which can be checked at your commissioner's office, they can be checked at our counter here in government office. It's absolutely the first thing that people must think about. To be able to vote, you must be on the register.
Okay, brilliant. So imagine we've been registered to vote, we're all sorted, we're ready to go. What's the next step for any young person who doesn't really know what the next step is?
There's lots of things to be thinking about now. So you've taken the step and you've gone on the register, and actually you're going to go and do your civic and your democratic duty on election day. So what should they be thinking about? They're going to be receiving a lot of material through the post. There's going to be manifestos coming from candidates to young people, and they should be starting to read these and starting to think about the issues and who they want to cast their vote for. Okay, then they need to think about where are they going to be on the 22nd of September? How are they going to cast their vote? So are they going to go to the polling station and cast their vote in the traditional way in the ballot box? Would it suit them better to cast an advance vote? An advance vote is open to anybody, so they just need to complete paperwork that's available on our website, which is gov.im/elections, and that just means that they're going to cast their vote in advance through making their arrangements with their returning officer.
So this is a perfect situation really for any students that are travelling off the island who might not be around for the 22nd of September, yet they've received all the propaganda, they've read through the manifestos, they have an idea of who they want to vote for. How, if you're in the UK, do you actually cast that vote?
So there's a couple of issues really to think about, and it's very much a question of timing. The students on the register, the very first thing they need to do is make sure that they get, again, download from our website or from their returning officer, they get a copy of an advance vote, an application for an advance vote form, and they complete that form and they return that to the returning officer. If they're on the island for the first couple of weeks in September, then they can make arrangements with the returning officer to go and cast that advance vote before they go to uni. If, however, they're going back to uni at the end of August, etc., or if they are not going to be on the island in early September, then they can make arrangements to have the ballot paper sent to their term time address. So in that case, they're going to get the ballot paper, which they then have to cast in the presence of a certifying person at their UK university address. So that can be a member of the university staff, it can be a member of the faculty staff, the administration staff, and that's just a protection really for the integrity of the ballots, because that's absolutely one of our fundamental importance. I'd say for the students, it's a question of getting organised now. If you want to be a part of the Isle of Man's election on the 22nd of September, take action now. Get hold of a copy of an advanced vote form and make the arrangements to speak to your returning officer.
Lots of parents of young members of the community might suggest that if they can't vote, they can vote by proxy. Now that is a slightly more confusing situation this election. Could you just explain the process of that?
There's been changes to the legislation now, so actually that applications for a proxy are only permitted if somebody can't, and it's these are the very two important factors, if somebody can't cast their vote in person or they are unable to cast an advance vote. So only if those two conditions can be satisfied can that person appoint a proxy to vote on their behalf. So it's absolutely fundamental that everybody tries their utmost to be able to cast an advance vote in the first instance if they're unable to vote in person on election day.
I am an 18-year-old, and if I'm being honest, I wasn't sure whether I should vote. But through the creation of this programme, I've realised that being involved in politics means having the opportunity to change the world around you. Every issue you care about is political, but in order to be involved in the change-making process, you have to vote, and you have to use your vote wisely. Still not convinced? I asked many of the people featured in this programme the big question. Why should young people vote?
In the Isle of Man, 16 and 17-year-olds have something that very, very few other young people, rest of the world have, and that's the opportunity to vote in an election. And people may say, well, I'm not interested in voting, I'm not interested in politics, but you are interested in your job, your future, the tax you might have to pay, and all the things that affect everyday life. So like it or not, politics comes into everything that happens. You have an opportunity to influence that as a young person.
This is their chance to influence the issues that affect them now and will affect them, their families and the Isle of Man for many, many, many generations to come.
Ultimately, it's going to affect you in the long term, even if you're going away to university. So I think you should vote for the people who are going to represent you best.
Without the vote, you don't really have the right to criticise as much. It's often patted out by old people that you have to have the vote and use the vote in order to have the right to complain. We have a lot of the latter, but a shortage of some people doing the former, which is getting out and voting.
If you cast your vote and you take part in the democratic process, you are contributing to something that's been enshrined in the British Isles for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Because we live in a lovely island and the future is for them to enjoy just as we have, it's very important that they have their say. Older people recognise the importance of voting because people have died in wars, suffragettes, everything else that's gone on to make sure that people had this opportunity. And I would say grasp that opportunity because it's your future that matters.
We'll talk to Michelle Jameson, who made that documentary, together with studio guests Matthew Unsworth and Isla Boyles, after the commercial break.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
In Sunday Opinion today, we're looking at the role of the young voter in the forthcoming September general election for the House of Keys and asking just how many of the approximately 2,000 entitled to take part will turn out to cast their vote. Before the break, we heard a documentary made by Michelle Jameson, and she's with me now in the studio, together with Matthew Unsworth and Isla Boyles. Matthew won the award for the outstanding participant in this year's Junior Tynwald. Well, Michelle, well, thank you for that documentary. It must have taken you some time, a bit of a long haul to make those programmes, isn't it?
It is indeed, and there's a lot of work that goes into them that is not necessarily realised when you start out. But it was really interesting speaking to a huge variety of people on the subject and getting different feedback from similar questions, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, indeed. What made you decide to research the subject?
When I became aware, sort of a year, 2 years ago, that the general election was oncoming and coming up this year, it appeared to me that I don't speak to my peers, I don't speak to young people about the election at all. It's not something that ever comes up in conversation, and is really never at the forefront of my mind or what appeared to me in their mind. So initially I sort of wanted to find out why that interest just isn't there, along with that, the fact that we have this unique ability to vote from 16 and that we have done since 2006, why that interest really isn't there and buzzing and amongst the 16 and 17 year olds.
Right, so how did you choose who to talk to? And we've got all this range of young people, you know. Did you take specific people or did they just come along by accident?
A bit of both, really. I knew a few people that perhaps might be interesting to talk to, but I wanted to get a range of people to get the true and genuine reaction from young people on the island about what they felt about voting. Many people who I asked would they speak to me just completely got a bit fearful and said, oh, no, not for me, I don't know anything. But that's not really what I wanted to speak to them about. I wanted to know why that was the case.
Did you discover anything you didn't expect?
Did I discover anything? I think actually there was more of an interest than I thought there would be. What it did occur to me was the percentages that voted in 2011. That was interesting. The fact that actually, although only 54% of young people voted, that percentage is very similar in the older generation of voters, which to me sort of appears that perhaps it's not just young people who aren't interested, it's a whole range of people on the island that just don't want to vote or be involved in politics.
Well, don't connect or don't turn out because the tea's going cold or whatever. You get all sorts of excuses at the end of it all, don't you? Now, you covered a range of topics. Did you come to any specific conclusions or did you find any answers?
Not particularly. What is a bit frustrating is when you've spoken to the Manx politicians that are so willing to encourage young people and want young people to be involved in politics, and then you speak to some young people and ask them why they're not voting, and they don't appear to have any sort of ability to feedback why they're not voting.
Okay,
you know,
there's no connect there in this particular instance. Matthew, there's a lot of talk in that programme about a lack of information, lack of education, a lot of the younger people there seem to think that somebody else should make the going to make sure they understand. But shouldn't that really be the main job is to get into their head that they've got to go and do this research for themselves because it's extremely important to them? I mean, did you do your own research when you were looking at politics before you went to Junior Tynwald?
Yes, I did do my own research into the subjects you were going to discuss, whether that be the questions, whether that be the motions, the amended motions you were looking at. And interestingly enough, the topic of getting that information to young people did come up in the Junior Tynwald debate. And I think it is important that as well as having visitors from the government, giving young people the information and having the paperwork as well, the booklets, campaigns, it is important that on the Isle of Man, with there being no party politics, you can't necessarily just buy into the ideas of one broad group. You've got to go and do the research of each individual who is perhaps standing to really see what they're about and if that's going to resonate with what you want to see.
Mm. Now, do you think that your colleagues, you were all at Junior Tynwald, which meant that you all had some sort of political rumblings or inclinations to do that in the first place, but what about your peers at school? Do you think they understand how politics affects their daily life and future?
I think I'd have to agree with Michelle in that we don't tend to have conversations about local politics, which is surprising when you think that we would have conversations about big political stories going on in the UK or even further afield. So a bit surprising, a bit startling, really. And so I wouldn't really know whether they fully understood what was going on as such because of that lack of communication of the subject.
Because health, education, university, grants, transport, food, we can keep going. The list's endless. Mm. That will all affect them all, even if they're not going to be living in the Isle of Man later. So, I mean, do you find that, Isla, that there is there's not a connect between the reality of politics and its practical purpose and the theory over here?
Definitely. I find that young people are easily marginalised in politics because there isn't a presence of the youth within the political orb as such. So students especially find that the connection between their world and what goes on in the House of Keys is not necessarily such a strong link that they can clearly see. And because they're not really inspired by politics at the moment, they don't see such strong connection.
Right. Now, what do you think then, talking to your peers, what are the issues of concern? If you do manage to get them to discuss it, what are their issues of concern? What comes top of their list?
Well, I think definitely any issue related to uni and finance, and especially after uni, what will attract them back to the island to make sure that it'll improve both the island and their lives if they can find something that the House of Keys can do to ensure that it's positive and attracts them back after uni instead of moving off and going to the UK to work.
Yes, now that is the House of Keys in general, but that as a body. Now, the fella comes knocking on your door. What would you ask him? because I mean, related to the subject that you've just said, I presume you want to know what he would do about it. But are you prepared to grill your candidate, as indeed it was suggested in the programme?
Yeah, I think it's definitely... I think a lot of people feel intimidated by some of the questions to ask because they understand that there are issues with, say, health or finance, but sometimes they don't know the exact specifics, and so they feel intimidated to ask questions that they don't know the answer to.
What would you say to that, Matthew?
I think that I agree in as much as that perhaps we should be grilling candidates that come round as young people, but I would again agree in that we perhaps don't, we may feel a bit intimidated and that we don't want to quite challenge on something that this person may have a better concept of than us, probably will if they've gone and done their research to prepare themselves to stand for election. And maybe we do feel a bit intimidated. Maybe we don't simply know where to start in the broad topic of politics. Maybe
I don't think young people make that connection between these issues that we hear about vaguely and voting for an MHK. I don't think that that connection generally is made between if I vote for this person, they might represent me with this issue. I don't think that connection's there.
Or what their views indeed are on that issue.
Not at all. And I don't think that young people want to speak to people. I don't think they want to read long manifestos. They want things easily.
Let me take you to that question. If they don't want to read a long manifesto, how is the candidate going to communicate with you?
I think that if standing candidates want to target young people, they need to make use of social media, because whether you like it or not, the majority of young people are constantly connected via social media, and that is how the majority of information gets to the younger generation. You don't really use websites anymore. Facebook.
They are being used this time.
But Facebook is the place to...
Some are using that as well. But the problem, would you not say, Matthew, that the problem with Facebook is that it can be very bitty, it can be very inaccurate, it can be very superficial. There's no huge depth there, is there? You're not going to get a whole string of politics to debate, are you, on a Facebook page?
I would agree. I think that the difference between a long manifesto is perhaps in that booklet that's sent round, you can encapsulate all of what you'd like to do, whereas on Facebook, it's often, that might be split up into sentences taken out of context, in fact taken out of context, so that it changes the meaning, so that it becomes quite controversial, and then people don't quite get the right idea.
Right, so you're not quite so keen on Facebook than on Twitter?
Maybe I'm more traditional.
Well, what do you say, Isla?
I definitely say, because young people now more than ever are more globally connected, and so they need to, in the same way that they see UK politicians talking definitely online on social media, they need to see it in their local district, and it shouldn't be any different. If UK politicians are showing that social media works, surely it could still work on the island.
So what do you think then, that you're not going to get a long manifesto on it? If you go to your iPad or whatever it is that you're going to look at it, what are you expecting to see there? Are you expecting to see a summary? Are you expecting to see his policies? Or are you just expecting for him to tell you what a nice lad he is?
I think a mixture. There's a difference between politicians that decide to show their social media as them with their family, just plain, clean, and no form of politics attached. And then there's politicians that choose to then connect you to links showing issues at the moment, connect you to an article that young people might be interested to read about what's going on at the moment. They need to be targeted and helped through politics online.
It's a very different form of campaigning, that, isn't it? It's brand new ground to do that.
You can put just as much of information that you can in a manifesto online and have it just as accessible, but just perhaps get more of a connection with the younger generation.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're all staying on for the Man in Line, so we'll continue this conversation after the news, weather and sport, and we hope that perhaps many other people who are listening to us will join us in that conversation and carry on, because at this point we have to bring this part of the programme to an end, in which we heard Michelle Jameson's documentary on how the young people in the Isle of Man from 16 years of age will or will not exercise their right to vote in the forthcoming general election. Our studio guests here are Matthew Unsworth and Isla Boyles. And if you'd like to add your voice to this discussion, then you will have the opportunity at 1:15 today in the Man in Line. That's Manx Radio's Sunday phone-in programme, where Michelle and our guests will be here to talk to you. And we would appreciate contributions from all ages. So just telephone us. Call 66 13 68. We open for business at 1:15. You may also text to 166 177 or email to studio@manxradio.com. The documentary you heard was written, recorded and edited by Michelle Jameson, and the overall programme was produced by Catherine Nicol. I'm Roger Watterson, and we all look forward to your company once more at 1:15.